This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die.
Oh, yeah, that'll be the day. I'll tell you right now, that'll be the day. Buddy Holly. His music lives on forever. Good morning, and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy and partner, Big Ed Davis, thank you. Thank you for joining us. It is Friday, September the 20th, and we have a lot going on this morning. In a few minutes, Anel Chalene will join us from the Quincy Institute, and we're going to talk about those Hezbollah pagers that exploded, and whether or not this is going to lead to a wider Middle East conflict. So stay tuned for that. And the Teamsters Union refuses to endorse Kamala Harris for president after a poll that they conducted of their rank and file overwhelmingly endorses Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that as well. And we're also going to be chatting about five new appliance regulations that are heading your way, thanks to the Biden administration. So stay tuned for that a little bit later in the show. And towards the end of our show, in our ultimate top 10, how about this? The top 10 best countries to go it alone. You want to get out on your own, to travel alone. Let's see if Ed knows what's number one. And by the way, Freedom Works, we're sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys for the best haircut in Tampa Bay, get over to Dunedin and the Overcast Plaza to Andrew's Master Barbershop. You'll get a great haircut at a great price. Their summer hours are still going on, by the way, which means Tuesdays through Fridays, 9 to 6. Tuesdays through Fridays, 9 to 6. Call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. And if you've got any kind of a need to get rid of a tree, you need trees, you need to prune your trees, you need stump grinding, ArborLife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's premier tree service. Call ArborLife today for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. So those of you that have any money in the stock market must be dancing up and down a little bit. It's a September to remember, courtesy of the Federal Reserve, by the way, which delivered a supersized rate cut for investors the other day. The Dow now, yesterday, went over 500 points to close at 42,000. That's the first time ever. It took just 45 days since the last 1,000-point milestone, as tracked by the Dow Jones Market Data Group. Now, the Fed, 2 days ago, said that they're going to cut rates by a half a point. A lot of people are saying, aha, they're in bed with the Biden administration. Just before the election, they decide to cut to a huge one-half point. Jerome Powell is the chairman of the Fed, and he's saying, no, this has nothing to do with Joe Biden. But we'll see how it works. For those of us that, anybody that would be interested in buying a car or buying a home, it's not going to be affected right away, okay? So don't go looking for a home or a car right away. But ultimately, when you go to borrow money and they lower the interest rate a half point Fed-wise, then it's going to trickle down to you. Speaking of the Fed and the chairman, on the heels of that lowering of the interest rate, Joe Biden yesterday falsely said that he has never spoken to Chairman Jerome Powell as president. Well, Biden's actually spoken to him three different times. He met with him at the White House 2 years ago in the Oval Office, and that was reportedly the third meeting between the two of them. I don't know if Biden does not remember it. I would tend to think he probably forgot. But when you have the Fed come to your Oval Office and you meet with them for a while and the cameras are there, mm-hmm. you ought to check your notes before you say something like that.
He's kind of both ways. I think he saw Elvis the other week in the mall, so whatever.
What's that? I'm sorry, say that again?
I said Biden's memory can go either way because he'd swear he saw Elvis a couple of weeks
Elvis.
Ago.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, indeed. Well, that was very good that he saw him. I've always suspected Elvis left the building but never really died, you know. But Biden, during a speech to the Economics Club in Washington, said this the other day, I guess it was yesterday, unlike my predecessor, I respect the Federal Reserve's independence, and that independence has served the country well. And by the way, I've never once spoken to the chairman of the Fed since I became president. He made a point of saying that. Doesn't anybody check his teleprompter notes? Maybe that was an offhanded remark and it was not on the on the teleprompter. And the other thing, another time he talked with him, it was back in 2021, he introduced Powell during a news conference to announce his nominees for the chair and the vice chair. By the way, here's what Trump thinks of Powell. He once called Powell clueless in a tweet. Quote, "We should easily be reaping big rewards and gains, but the Fed is holding us back. We will win." So Trump is not excited about that half-point drop. Although, as I say, Jerome Powell claims it has nothing to do with the election. I want to get this in before the break, and I think this is interesting. I think you'll know that it is, too. The Teamsters president, Sean O'Brien, defended his union's decision not to endorse a presidential candidate in this upcoming election. That is specifically a knock at Kamala Harris. The Teamsters always endorse mm-hmm. the Democrat. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, your buddy in New York, is outraged
yep.
that Kamala didn't get the endorsement. Here's the interesting thing. The Teamsters rank and file in a survey of their preferences mm-hmm. voted almost 60% for Trump and only 31% for Kamala Harris.
Yeah, and I wonder if part of the reason why they didn't just come out and say that they're going to endorse Trump is that probably the temper tantrums that would have been thrown, like AOC, you can see, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. His neck would be in the guillotine,
yep.
the team
so
he decided to go right down the middle.
Right in the middle of the road.
Yep. He defended his organization's choice not to endorse either one. He said, now she, meaning AOC, she has to remember that there's a clear divide, especially in Teamsters members, between the Democrats and the Republicans. And instead of trying to pick a fight with labor leaders who listen to their members and embrace their members' opinions, she should maybe get into her district where it voted far Republican, far right Republican, and maybe find out what the problem is.
You got to wonder, did it hurt more than not endorsing her, or the fact that he didn't, that the vote was not 51-49 and more like 60-30?
Yeah.
Something.
I would say,
I think it was 60-30.
It was
59.5-34,
or
something like that.
If you want to be specific, it was 59.6% to 31. 60-31.
Yeah.
That was almost twice as many voting for Trump. So,
yeah, that's what I mean. What would have hurt more?
I would say
it's a hard one, but it was close.
I'd say the vote.
That's what I mean.
So there you go. Anyway, let's do this. Let's take our break, and when we come back, Anel Shaleen of the Quincy Institute will be here. We're going to talk about those Hezbollah pagers exploding and whether that's going to lead to a wider Middle East conflict.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
For years, we've been telling you that Andrew's Master Barbershop is the premier men's barbershop in Tampa Bay. Tops in great haircuts, tops in price. Well, now that it's summertime, Andrew and the gang have brand new hours. They're now open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. Again, that's Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6. So give them a try, men. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street. Call first for your appointment, guys. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Back on a Friday, Freedom Works, and Israel has launched a series of overnight strikes on sites in Lebanon where the Israeli military says that those Hezbollah terrorists operated. It followed two waves of deadly electronic device explosions across Lebanon, and because of that, there is fears, and I think fears that this may lead to a wider Middle East conflict and the possibility of others coming in, including possibly the United States and Iran. So we're delighted to have Anel Shaleen join us. Anel is a research fellow at the Great Quincy Institute, and she previously served as a foreign affairs officer at the Department of State's Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor's Office of Near Eastern Affairs. Anel, welcome to Freedom Works.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning to you. Thank you very much for coming on. And this is getting very dangerous, obviously, what happened with those pagers. It does sound like Israel was directly involved in it. Don't know all the details. But things are getting very, very, very dangerous there, obviously. Your thought, Anel, on the latest attacks with Hezbollah now more and more involved with Israel.
I certainly agree with you that things are heating up and things are getting dangerous. It's very alarming to see this as just the latest example of Israel apparently seeking to open another front. And I think the question here is whose interests are being served, because this is not keeping Israeli civilians safer. If Israel and Hezbollah or possibly Iran, and in which case, you know, if those actors are involved, then I'm fairly certain that whether it's President Biden or another president would absolutely get involved. This could become a massive regional war, which is certainly not something that would keep Israelis safe and is definitely not in the interest of the American people.
Yes, there's no question about what you're saying. And also, there were some innocent people that were killed in those pager explosions. There were 12 people, including two children, in one of them. I think it was on Tuesday. And then there was a second wave of devices that were detonated Wednesday. At least 25 people died in that one. More than 400 people were injured. This is getting everybody concerned. And even the people inside of Israel are, I think, very concerned. They're concerned about the hostages. They're concerned about the way Prime Minister Netanyahu is conducting the war. I don't know where... let me ask you this. With your knowledge and your background and your involvement with the Biden administration, what do you think they are thinking about how to handle this right now?
I mean, unfortunately, I think we're probably seeing a broad divergence between the interests of Prime Minister Netanyahu and the interests of the Israeli people, because Netanyahu's primary objective is to stay in power and stay out of jail. He is likely to go to jail as soon as he loses power on charges of corruption. He paid media companies for favorable coverage of himself. So he's leading a very weak coalition of far-right extremists in the Israeli government that have been responsible for increasing the violence against Palestinian civilians in the West Bank, for example. And he is governing in a way that is not driven by the interest of keeping Israelis safe, which should be the primary objective of any leader. But he is just trying to save his own skin and stay out of jail. And so he sees the best way of doing that as expanding the war and dragging in the United States to fight the war on his behalf.
What about the, it seemed like, unprovoked Hezbollah attacks originally from the north with those missiles on Israel? That sort of, I know Iran's involved in all of this, and of course that's the major player. And how to handle Iran? I mean, what should Israel do? They've also got the hostages that they're trying to get back. They're trying to, apparently trying to negotiate, but and it depends on who you're talking with. Does Hamas really want to negotiate the hostages? What is the connection between Hamas and Hezbollah? What is the connection right now between Iran and the other two? I mean, it's getting very complicated.
Well, let's start with the hostages. So we've seen massive demonstrations, you know, hundreds of thousands of Israelis going into the street demanding that Israel do everything it can to get the hostages out. And instead of that, we keep seeing Netanyahu shifting the goalposts. You know, the U.S., I mean, your listeners may have remembered this, where the Biden administration will say something like, okay, we're really close now to a ceasefire deal and the release of Israeli hostages. And then suddenly we're hearing something different. You know, Netanyahu is swearing to his, you know, the far right members of his constituency, no, you know, I'm thwarting these ceasefire negotiations. It's in his interest to be seen as sort of standing up to Biden, standing up to the U.S. And unfortunately, Biden just keeps rolling over and sending him more money. He keeps laying down red lines that Netanyahu then walks right over. And then Biden responds by sending more money and more weapons. So, unfortunately, the hostages and the hostage families are extremely frustrated by the fact that Netanyahu is not putting them first, which is what Israeli society has been demanding to get those hostages released.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like Hamas is doing much negotiating either. I mean, are they really sitting down and talking with anybody on this?
They had been. I mean, it's difficult to negotiate when Israel killed their lead negotiator in late July. Israel killed Ismail Haniyeh, who was the Hamas's political chief, who had been based in Qatar. You know, if you kill the person you're negotiating with, it's awfully hard to conduct successful negotiations.
Hey, we're talking with Inel Shaleen. She is a research fellow at the Quincy Institute. And this is a very sticky wicket, let's all admit this. That war is becoming, as they would say in Alice in Wonderland, curiouser and curiouser, but very, very, very dangerous. What about the fact that some people say because Joe Biden is somewhat detached from everything right now, I can't think of the word when you're, you know, you're not going to be running again. But anyway, do you think Iran figures that they can make hay and they can pull the strings and, you know, get all of these other factions like Hamas and Hezbollah and the others, you know, involved more because they don't think that Biden is really going to do anything and they need to do things before perhaps, if Donald Trump comes in, it might be a little tougher for Iran?
Well, I've actually been quite impressed by the response restraint we've seen from Iran. So in early April, Israel attacked the Iranian consulate in Damascus, killing several senior officials. Israel also, as I mentioned, attacked Tehran in late July, killing several people, including the key negotiator for Hamas. Israel and Iran has not responded in the way that many feared. Similarly, Israel killed a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut, and many were holding their breath, fearing a barrage of missiles from Hezbollah across the border. And yet, thus far, we have seen both Iran and Israel, Hezbollah, behaving with significant restraint in the face of these Israeli efforts to try to escalate. Because, as I said, Netanyahu thinks it's in his interest to expand the war. And back to your point about the missiles, so when we look at the actual numbers there of the cross-border fire across the northern border of Israel, so Hezbollah shooting at northern Israel and Israel shooting at Lebanon, 83% of those missiles are coming from Israel at Lebanon, and only 17% are coming from Lebanon Israel.
But isn't that I understand that, but isn't that in retaliation? I mean, the rockets initially were from Hezbollah, or from Lebanon, coming into Israel. They were kind of responding. And of course, we have to go back to the 1,200 Israelis at the festival that were killed in that horrible attack originally by Hamas. I mean, there are no innocents when it comes to all of the leaders of these different countries doing what they're doing, correct?
Well, certainly. The leaders are behaving reprehensibly in their reliance on violence. But I think it's important to keep in mind here the role of the United States in, unfortunately, empowering this and continuing to send, you know, this, I'm not just talking about sort of in recent months. I mean, this is decades of misguided U.S. policy towards the region from both parties. We see just flooding the whole region with weapons. You know, it is truly unfortunate, the effect of sort of U.S. involvement in the region. And in many ways, I imagine many in the region would really just prefer the U.S. to leave them alone.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking with Inel Shaleen. She's a research fellow at the Quincy Institute and had a lot to do with the what was going on. Previously served as a foreign affairs officer at the U.S. Department's Department of State. Let me ask you this, Inel. If we just come back to the Palestinians, who are the ones that are kind of the pawns in all of this, right? The Palestinians certainly deserve freedom and safety, and it's very hard, obviously, living alongside the Jews, between the Jews and the Palestinians. This issue has been going on for, it seems like, forever. How do we handle allowing Palestine to survive and Israel to survive without the intervention of all of these other countries?
That is the question of the century. It is certainly difficult. However, it is important to keep in mind that 20% of citizens inside Israel are of Arab descent. So clearly you can have Muslim Arabs living peaceably alongside Jewish Israelis.
Exactly.
It is not due to their, you know, some sort of innate inability of these religions or these, you know, ethnicities to, that they cannot coexist with each other. It is, unfortunately, I would view it as very much the fault of the United States for, like I said, flooding the region with weapons, providing this unconditional support for Israel, whereby you have a government that is engaged in such acts of violence, again, not just in Gaza, but against unarmed civilians in the West Bank, horrific acts of violence, including awful acts of sexual violence. It's really quite despicable, and the U.S. is responsible for enabling this kind of Israeli government.
Do you think if Kamala Harris becomes president, do you think she would be a positive towards the United States' involvement of any kind in the Mideast conflict?
I'm not holding my breath. You know, as I said, we've gotten awful policies from every previous, you know, recent administration. Unfortunately, the power of the Israel lobby remains quite significant. You look at the amount of money that lobby sends to members of Congress, for example, including, former Senator Harris, as well as, you know, people like Donald Trump. And I think that really needs to change. I think in general, it is completely
should it be more hands? Yeah, excuse me for interrupting you, but should it be more hands off? The United States should just kind of understand, might be better for them to pull out of the involvement?
Certainly, yes. I think in general, we have seen when the U.S. is less involved, you're more likely to see these actors in the region that figure out a way to coexist with each other. Whereas when you see a lot of U.S. involvement on one side, then that actor is much more likely to act more aggressively towards those it sees as adversaries.
Got it. And now, Shalene, thank you so very much for coming on. Very, very interesting. I just wish and pray that eventually we can figure this out. Thank you, and I look forward to talking with you again down the road.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Our pleasure. All right. And now, Shalene, we're going to take our break. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about 5 new appliance regulations heading your way, thanks to the Biden administration. Oh, goodness, wait till you hear about this.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
For years, we've been telling you that Andrew's Master Barbershop is the premier men's barbershop in Tampa Bay. Tops in great haircuts, tops in price. Well, now that it's summertime, Andrew and the gang have brand new hours. They're now open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. Again, that's Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6. So give them a try, man. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street. Call first for your appointment, guys. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. It's Friday. TGIF, right? Thank you so very much for being with us. So, here's some interesting news. Ed, you'll be interested in this one. A new poll has found that former President Trump has higher favorability numbers among likely voters than Taylor Swift. How's that for an interesting comment? The New York Times, Philadelphia Inquirer, and Siena College poll of about 2,400 likely voters nationwide showed 44% have a favorable opinion of Taylor Swift, while 47% of them have a favorable opinion of Donald Trump.
Have you ever seen Taylor Swift?
I have. I've seen her. Yes.
How old do you think she is?
God, she looks like she's 18. She looks so young.
Yeah, she's 34.
I know. She looks.
She's a mushhead. I remember a couple of years, 3 years ago when she came out and endorsed Biden, that her fans were upset. She was crying to her promotional director. Well, if they can't stick by me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She got really down.
She acted like a 16-year-old crook right now. That's why I thought she was 8. I honestly thought she was like 20 years old.
Wow, she's 34.
And I looked at her, she's 34.
She's an old woman,
I'm like, grow up, girl.
She's got to get over to the same pasture as Madonna pretty soon.
You got your hundreds of billions of dollars that you've made. Live in your own world. Don't tell us how to live ours.
Exactly. I guess when you make $1 billion, you don't care anymore about what people think, right? You can start telling everybody. You wake up one day and you're really intelligent when it comes to just about every topic. Anyway, the same poll, as I said, found Trump at 47%. Vice President Kamala Harris, meanwhile, was viewed favorably by 48% of those same likely voters. So there you go, for whatever that's worth. Hey, we got the master barber waiting patiently, and Andrew Ceresi, so much going on right now. By the way, you might be interested in this, Andrew. Conservative legal watchdog group suing the Secret Service and Homeland Security over the Butler, Pennsylvania attack on Donald Trump because of how inept that whole situation was handled. What say you?
Well, Paul, I told you, I have a retired secret agent as one of my clients, and he served 24 years. He was one of Hillary Clinton's Secret Service.
Wow.
Needless to say, none of the Secret Service liked her from what he told me.
Yeah.
But he told me that the Secret Service right now is compromised because everything they're doing is nothing to protocol whatsoever.
Yeah. Was your friend involved when the Secret Service was under the auspices of the Treasury Department?
Yes, yes.
Boy, it was run a lot better then, was it not?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Well, you know, once you get it, the Department of Justice now?
It's under the Homeland Security, God
forbid. Homeland Security, okay, yeah. It's a mess. That's what he said. He said, boy, he'd like to get in there. He goes, I can straighten this place out right now. He goes, this is so compromised, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think people are beginning to believe it. We're beginning to believe that the FBI is compromised, the CIA is compromised, the Secret Service is compromised. The whole damn legal department under the Biden administration seems compromised.
Well, Paul, you know, they're all paid off. Let's be real. They're all out for themselves. They're all selfish. Again, like I told you before, the only politician that ever lost money, and he wasn't a politician, when he was president, was Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Everybody else makes money. What's the idea?
Hey, he was on Gutfeld. Gutfeld is a late-night talk show on Fox News. By the way, Gutfeld is out-rating the other
everybody.
Ones. Yeah, surprisingly. And yeah. I watched, I didn't stay up to watch it, but I watched parts of that. Trump came off very well in there. You can see him when he's relaxed. He's got this demeanor that's very likable. You know, he's easygoing. He's got a sense of humor. We know he's got a sense of humor. But he seemed very much at ease. And, of course, it's a talk format where there's three or four other people around. You know what I mean? He's contributing rather than the main focus, although, of course, he was the main focus.
Do you realize it was also Gutfeld's highest rating?
Yes, and it was Gutfeld's highest rating. Yes, you got that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that the other night.
Oh, did you see it, Ed?
I did. I was surprised. I thought, is this real?
Is it, Paul?
From start to finish, he was on there.
Yeah.
People can think what they want. The polls can say what they want. Kamala Harris is imploding. There's no question about it.
I tend to think you're right. I think that Kamala's, the people in her group know that she's in trouble. They are still pushing for another debate, and that is a sign that they're not comfortable with where things are going.
Trump don't need no more debates. He keeps just do what he's doing. Have his rallies, go on these shows, and talk with people.
Well, what about if she agreed to come on Fox and do a debate?
Nope, don't even waste your time.
I'd want her to come on. I'd like to see that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't even waste my time.
I don't think he'd waste his time.
Well, Paul, there's 45 days left.
Yeah.
Get out there and be with the people.
Okay.
Face to face.
Okay, that's
face to face. Get out there, shake hands, meet everybody, get up there and tell you, because she hasn't said anything about any of her plans. Not a thing.
It's clear what their plan is to keep her saying the same stuff over and over again. You know, I was born a middle class child, blah, 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 blah. With that said, I've got an opening that Trump can use. to counteract that.
What's that?
It's from a famous movie. See if you recognize this.
It was never easy for me. I was born a poor black child.
Very good, Ed.
How about
there
that?
You go.
That was Steve Martin. That was Steve Martin.
The jerk.
And yes. Now, you know, you got a laugh.
Right. That was the funniest movie. And then the moment when he found out that his black parents were not his biological parents.
You mean I'm going to stay this color?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Andy.
They're trying to bring out the heavy artillery. Didn't she do something with Miss Oprah yesterday?
Oh, yes,
wonderful.
She did. Yes,
yeah,
she
that
did.
Didn't go
and
well.
I got news for you. Oprah Winfrey is getting to be more hated than Hillary Clinton because people are seeing through her. She was involved with Epstein. She was involved with Weinstein there. And a couple other ones. Diddy, they got a picture with Diddy. Griffith, they
all
got a picture of Diddy and Oprah all together.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All the wrong people. Hey, I got
it. Yeah, she's falling apart.
I want to ask you about Donald Trump's rally in Long Island the other day. Now, New York, if New York went for Trump, then it would be a super landslide. I don't know that that's going to happen. Andrew, what do you think about Donald Trump actually going to Long Island and doing a rally?
I think that was the right thing to do. Let me tell you, the people in New York, Paul, are upset. I got news for you.
Oh, I know.
Do you know Trump has a higher rate in New York than their governor does?
That's true. You're right about that, yes?
People are fed up, Paul. They're fed up with the crime. They're fed up with the illegal immigrants, even in the city. They took over the hotels. They're taking over everything. I guess there's a few cats left on the street. Don't get me wrong, but that's only because they got big rats in the city. So,
well, let me ask you straight out: do you think there's any chance Trump could win New York?
Yeah, I believe he can.
No kidding,
Paul. People are fed up in this country.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You know, it's divided down the middle. Well, you got your mediocre Democrats that their pockets are hurting too. The rest of the Democrats are a bunch of Karens. Okay, that's all they are. There are a bunch of Karens, a male Karen and a female Karen. There's no gender identity there. They're just Karens, okay? And you got the other half that do care what's going on. They were mediocre Democrats. They're broke, Paul, just like everybody else. And the older ones that got kids are starting to pay for their kids because the kids can't make money to do anything.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They're fed up.
What about the Teamsters rank and file? And their
isn't that beautiful?
Overall.
And you know what? And the president should sit there and have the guts to say we're endorsing Trump. But you know what? They make too much money.
Yeah.
The hirings, they make too much money. They're paid off by the Democrats.
You know that he would hang himself if he came out and endorsed Donald Trump.
So what? And he doesn't have the guts to do it?
No,
he
doesn't.
He probably made enough money. That's right. He's a Karen, Paul.
But you know what, Andrew, I said it earlier. What hurt Kamala more, the fact that she didn't get the universal vote from them, the vote period from them, or the fact that it came out when the Teamsters voted on their own, that she came, that Trump came in at 60%, she was at 30-something.
That's right.
That hurt more than just not getting the vote, I think.
The endorsement.
Well, did you guys
yeah.
Did you guys happen to see the poll that Elon Musk did on X?
Talk about it.
Oh, I heard about that, yeah.
What? What was it?
Well, you know, when they do the normal polls, Paul, they call it Democrat City. They poll 1,000 people. Well, Elon Musk put a vote on X out of 5,280,000 people that voted on X.
Mm-hmm.
73% of them were for Trump, and like 22% were for Harris, and the other 1% was like undivided, or, you know, undecided. Okay, now that's a true poll, Paul.
You think it
is? I think that's what's going to happen in the election, yeah. How could it not be?
People
voted right in on it.
Yeah, I know, but Elon Musk's audience is somewhat conservative, isn't it?
Yeah, since he bought X, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, it's 5 million conservative. That's all right.
But
you know what? The people that still go on there, believe me, there's a lot of liberals that go on there, Paul.
Oh, sure.
And they still use it, okay?
No,
they know
question.
That the vote was there. And if they were for Harris, they voted for her on there.
Hey, I got one other thing. A conservative legal watchdog group is suing the Secret Service and Homeland Security. Did I ask you this already about how the Butler
got... Yes, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Yep.
I already did about that.
Yep.
I'm losing it.
Paul, they're losing it. Paul, look it. You tell me how this guy came from Hawaii. He moved out of here 5 years ago from North Carolina, moved to Hawaii. and he know when to go sit at that golf course when Trump is going to play. There's a rat somewhere, Paul.
You think he was funded, huh? He was backed?
Of course he was. There's no question about it. And then look at, he said he was broke, he was this, he was that, but yet in Hawaii he lived in an $800,000 home, okay? He was traveling all over the world. Where'd he get this money, Paul? And they say he couldn't afford child support when he was here.
Yeah.
Okay, Brenda's a rat.
The only question I would have in my mind is this. If it was a sophisticated conspiracy, why would they want to make the hitman such a nutbag who probably, if he was caught, would spill the beans? It's just like the Lee Harvey Oswald thing. Why would they end up having some sort of crazed person that is willing to talk and open his mouth or whatever? I mean, that's...
He can get away with saying he's crazy, Bob.
But anybody you get to do that kind of a job has to have some sort of mental defect to begin with.
That's true, but wouldn't they get somebody a bit more sophisticated?
Well, that's hard to find.
This guy is completely a complete wacko.
That's hard to find.
Let me ask you a question. They gave him a charge with the possession of a felon with a gun and a gun with a scratched-off serial number.
Yeah.
Those were the charges, the federal charges against him.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you call that a premeditated plan for murder?
Yeah, I think he did premeditate it.
How could he not? He sat there for 12 hours.
I'm not saying he didn't. I'm saying whether or not there was a huge conspiracy of all these other people. That's the only thing I'm wondering about.
Did he ever come out and say he was going to shoot Trump? Because he could just change his story I'm from Caddyshack. I was going after the Gophers.
And he lawyered up immediately. As soon as he was smart, that guy was smart enough to lawyer up immediately. He said, I'm not saying anything until I get a lawyer.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think they're going to leave the cameras on in his cell or what?
I tell you what, that'll be interesting. That'll be very... I mean, if he dies and if he does die that way...
Hinckley took a shot at a president is out.
Everybody will know or think that there's a conspiracy at that point. No question about it. None.
Well, we'll see, because the minute he says he's going to talk, I guarantee you, they're going to say he hung himself with his pillowcase or something.
Yeah. You may be right. You may be right. Always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. Thank you so very much, and I look forward to talking with you Monday.
You got it. Hey, guys, have a good weekend.
Andrew, you by the radio or anything? Because coming out, are you by the radio?
Oh yeah.
Okay, because coming out of the break, there's a new Trump song.
Oh no, but the radio is. Oh okay, I'm going to put it on.
Okay, there's a new Trump song called "Keep Your Red Hat On."
Oh,
so we'll play that. Buddy. We'll play that coming out of the break.
Oh, cool!
Give it about a minute.
Or
so.
It.
All right.
Well, all right.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
See you later.
All right, buddy. Okay, I can't wait for that song, Ed. Let's take our break, and as promised, we're going to be talking about five new appliance regulations heading your way, thanks to the Biden administration.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727. Homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
For years, we've been telling you that Andrew's Master Barbershop is the premier men's barbershop in Tampa Bay. Tops in great haircuts, tops in price. Well, now that it's summertime, Andrew and the gang have brand new hours. They're now open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. Again, that's Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6. So give them a try, men. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street. Call first for your appointment, guys. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
only solution, so let's raise a glass, make a toast to our freedom. Cheers. We come way too far, nothing stands in our way. We get Trump back in office and Joe on his way. We're doing it right, the American way. And if you don't know, MAGA's here to stay. What do you do when they come for you? Freedom's blood, you gotta lose. Red hat stays on, red hat stays on. What do you do when the gas is high? Inflation's up, up in the sky.
Cancel you, MAGA Nation, we cancel proof. My red hat stays.
Hey, that's pretty good, Ed.
I think we found a new opening theme song for the Thursday show at 10 o'clock.
They'd love it. Now, who is singing that? Do you know anything about
it? It is by, I think it's Haddis Levy. And Furigato Blow is his name. The guy that was now she starts the, and then there's a kind of a rapper guy that comes in after it.
Yeah,
that we
and what's the
it's called? Keep Your Red Hat On. Red Hat Stays On.
Red Hat Stays On. Very good. I like it's got a good beat. I can dance to it. Mm-hmm. All right, we're back. Thanks so very much for joining us. By the way, we're here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Freedom Works on the great Tantalk Radio Network. If you can't listen live, thanks to Big Ed, you can listen to us on podcast. Go to OurFreedomWorks.com. O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Click on that podcast button at the top. It'll open up. Ed's got our most recent show at the top. You'll see who the guest is. You'll see. So, five insane Biden-Harris appliance regulations heading your way. Get ready for these. Number one, furnaces. A new Department of Energy regulation effectively prohibits new non-condensing gas furnaces by 2028. Owners of older residences rely on these non-condensing models, and those in need of a new one would usually be best off with a straightforward replacement rather than face potentially costly installation challenges. Ooh. Number two, water heaters. Anyone interested in a new electric water heater might want to buy one before 2029 when another DOE standard raises prices by an estimated $953. God almighty. Number three, central air. The EPA finalized a rule requiring that all new air conditioners manufactured after January 1st of this coming year must use new agency-approved refrigerants deemed sufficiently climate-friendly. Number four, dishwashers. Well, you already know, thanks to many rules requiring energy and water use limits, machines today take much longer to clean a load of dishes, more than twice as long compared to models predating the government's red tape. And finally, light bulbs. The standard incandescent light bulb, well on its way to extinction, thanks to the Department of Energy. But now, the diode or LED bulbs that have emerged are the target of an ultra-stringent new rule. When it takes effect in 2028, it knocks most currently available LEDs right off the market and will boost the average price of the remaining ones from $2.98 to, listen to this, an estimated $5.68.
Now, what changes to the fact that they have to, did they say what the LEDs?
These new LEDs, let's see, it says an ultra-stringent new rule that apparently would make the current LEDs that are on the market not fitting.
So I mean, what's wrong with the ones?
It doesn't say.
Because in here, we have all LEDs are in here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're
not going to get them.
There's no heat off them.
No, there's not.
They last for about 3-4 years.
I think one of the things, and don't quote me, is that they, when you try to get rid they end up in the landfill and they don't deteriorate.
What about the batteries that people are throwing away in the garbage cans and not putting in landfills?
That's right. Listen, you know doggone well all of this is garbage. Right. If you have the free market, leave the free market alone. You can always get the best product at the lowest price. It always works that way. You don't want the government people don't know what the hell they're doing. Let's be honest. Okay. It is time, Ed. I'd like to get it. Well, real quickly, is there anything we need to know about sports?
No, not really.
Okay. Let's get over to our top 10. These are the top 10 best countries for travel alone. It comes from U.S. News and World Report. It's based on nearly 17,000 survey respondents worldwide. All right. Here you go. Number 10.
Hang on while I pull up the drums here because I got ahead of myself.
Oh.
Hang on 1 second.
That's all right. You want to use the clarinet or a flute?
No, I can't play that thing.
I think you'd be good with the tuba.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Number 10 is Ireland. I've been there.
Yeah,
and that's a good country to go.
I wouldn't mind going there.
It's a beautiful place, and the people are nice.
Oh, it's green there?
It is. Yeah. It's as green as you think it is. Yeah. I'm not kidding. In my
mind, it rains a lot.
Great. It's a Great Britain climate. Yes, yeah. You know, you get a lot of clouds. Yeah. Number 9. How about the Netherlands?
Mm.
Would you like to go to the Netherlands?
Not high on my
Amsterdam?
List.
Nah. Oh, no? Okay. Number 8. Brazil. Now,
you know, it's a
wild country.
Yeah, we just saw the NFL was in Brazil.
Yeah, it's kind of, Rio has become very scary, but it used to be, it's a beautiful country. It's got the Amazon. It's got a lot of things.
Yeah, when the NFL players were, they couldn't even enjoy it. They had to stay in hotels.
I know. It's dangerous, dangerous. Number 7, Thailand. Thailand. You can go there alone? I'm kind of wondering about that, but apparently maybe you can have a good time in Thailand. There's lots of, I know one thing, they got a lot of red light districts in Thailand.
And a lot of meat that's hanging from places that you don't know what it is.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Number 6. Good day, mate.
Australia. Yeah, why not?
Remember that guy that Crocodile Dundee, that actor?
Paul Hogan.
Whatever happened to Paul Hogan?
Got old, I guess. I don't know.
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
I'll have to look him up. Number 5. You like bullfighting, Ed?
No.
Well, then you're not going to go to Portugal. But you can go to Portugal alone and apparently enjoy a nice bullfight. Number 4. New Zealand. New Zealand is near Australia. That would be an interesting place. I would think it's got to be, I mean, to be so remote like that, you know, it'd be interesting.
To answer your question, Paul Hogan is still alive. He's 84.
He's 84. Thanks for looking that up. All right. Number 3, Italy. Oh, there's so much to do in
Italy. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, so much. You can go anywhere in Italy, and there's so much to do.
And get fat.
You can get fat on pasta, but you can also see all of those museums. Number 2, Greece. And I talk about historic.
Yeah.
I know. But Greece has got an interesting situation. You got to like culture.
Mm.
All right. All right, Ed, what do you think is the number one best country to travel by yourself?
Don't know.
It's near Portugal. I'll give you a big hint.
Okay.
No.
Don't know.
Spain.
Okay.
Yep. Spain is number 1. Mm. So there you go. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back on Monday. Be careful out there. And do remember, freedom works.
Revolution. It's more than a hat, it's a symbol of freedom. And Donald Trump is our only solution. So let's raise a glass, make a toast to our freedom. Cheers. We come way too far, nothing stands in our way. We get Trump back in office and Joe on his way. We're doing it right, the American way. And if you don't know, MAGA's here to stay. What do you do when they come for you? Freedom's blood, you gotta lose. Red hat stays on. Red hat stays on.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Dozens of rockets fired from Lebanon toward northern Israel. Israel launched a second day of strikes on Hezbollah targets. Lebanon reports 8 people dead today. CBS's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
The Israeli army said it carried out what it called a targeted strike in the Dahiya neighborhood of Beirut. Reports from Lebanon said the target was a senior Hezbollah official. The Israeli airstrike came after Hezbollah fired 150 rockets at northern Israel, which sparked several fires but did not cause casualties.
CBS's Nancy Cordes is in Washington.
White House officials are saying very plainly that they're just not sure yet how the escalating situation between Israel and Lebanon is going to affect diplomacy between Israel and Hamas. They say it's simply too early to tell.
North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson insists he's staying in the race for governor. The outspoken Republican's under fire after it was revealed by CNN that he had posted racist and sexist remarks on a porn website. He's denied it. Former RNC Communications Director Douglas High.
For months I've been hearing from Republicans in the state, Trump supporters, that they were nervous that Mark Robinson could have an impact, a negative one, up a ballot. Donald Trump endorses candidates, so he made some of his own problems here. It's a very real concern.
Last night, Trump indicated if he loses the election, quote, Jewish people would have a lot to do with it. In rural Kentucky, a 54-year-old judge is dead after a courthouse confrontation. The local sheriff is charged.
Letcher County Sheriff Mickey Sean Steins fired at District Judge Kevin Mullins following an argument inside the courthouse.
State Trooper Max Gayhart says there's now a state investigation into the fatal shooting. 45 years ago, the nation's attention was on the accident at Three Mile Island nuclear plant in Pennsylvania. Now, the owner of the closed plant says it plans to restart a reactor that was not involved in the near meltdown in a deal that would have Microsoft buy the power to supply data centers with carbon-free energy. Well, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us weight loss drugs that are in high demand are now in a battle that could be good news for customers.
A price war has broken out between rival weight loss drug manufacturers Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk. The Wall Street Journal says people who want to get a hold of Lilly's Zepbound, which usually sells for more than $1,000 a month, can now find it for as little as $400. Novo Nordisk is also offering rebates on its Wegovy, which has a list price of $350.
Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 93 points, the S&P down 29. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions.
Did you ever think about hosting your very own radio show? Here's how.
Hey, Tampa Bay, did you know you can have a one-hour program on the Tantalk Radio Network for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many Tampa Bay stations? That's right. We'll put you on the radio for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many stations. Check it out today. Use your program to promote yourself, your business, or someone else's business. Call Lola Jean, the broadcast queen, 727-510-7622. That's 510-7622. Call Lola Jean now to check out your Tantalk network program. In addition to network radio, we'll stream your program in audio and video all over the world. Call Lola Jean now, 727-510-7622. Call today. Your network one-hour program can start tomorrow. Broadcast your message in audio and video on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hello there, Tampa Bay. This is former NFL and college football coach Jimmy Johnson. Listen to the Kelly Philly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They can sure use the attention.
And this is former Major League Baseball player, Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. I also hope you listen to the Kelly Philly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They can darn sure use the money.
Hi there. This is marine wildlife artist and conservationist Dr. Guy Harvey. Please listen to the Kelly Philly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They need to feel worthy.
Caregivers find the support they need on Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Berhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Heard every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., Linda and her caring and knowledgeable guests will bring you education, information, and resources, as well as a shoulder for caregivers. That's Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Berhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver, where you can find help and hope every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Ain't it good
to listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning.